A couple of days ago, I noticed one eye going weird. Things looked out of shape and distorted, and there was a shimmering patch in the centre of my vision. My optometrist sent me straight to the eye hospital, which really worried me. I sat there for 3 hours waiting to be seen, and when the doctor came, she told me to come back to her special clinic on Thursday morning. That's in 2 days' time. If he's serious enough to come to the hospital, why'd I have to wait so long to see a doctor?
This brings us to part two, urgent and fast-track referrals. In this case study, we have the reverse problem to last time. We have a patient presenting with symptoms that look like wet AMD who has been referred straight to A&E by their optometrist, but this might not be the best way to get the specialist help needed in this case. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is now the most significant cause of sight loss in the UK. Catching it early is essential to improve prognosis. So what makes this diagnosis urgent, but not an emergency? To answer this, we heard from Dr. Robert Petrarca, a consultant ophthalmologist on the London Deanery rotation.
An emergency referral would be something that requires immediate action to prevent loss of sight. An urgent referral is one that needs to be seen soon, but not that same day or night. So if you see the patient at 5 o'clock, they don't need to be sent at 10 o'clock at night. They can wait until the next day or the day after that to be seen in the appropriate clinic. And that won't affect the clinical outcome in the long term. An urgent referral, if things like wet AMD or conditions where they've had the initial therapy, maybe they've tried some antibiotic drops and it hasn't cleared up their red eye, or a condition like uveitis, where they've got inflammation and pain and it's gradually been building up. But in most cases, these conditions have been present for many days before they've actually presented to the optician. So just because someone's turned up that one day, they don't need to be seen that same day. They could have had it for 3 days before they've actually presented to the optician. Because usually if they've gone to the optician, it's not been so severe. Patients, if they've got severe pain, will often present straight to an A&E department anyway.
And we asked him to explain why our case study was an example of an inappropriate referral.
An A&E casualty referral is not appropriate in this case, as it's not in the patient's best interest or an appropriate use of hospital resources. This patient has a condition that requires urgent treatment, but not within the setting of an A&E department. An urgent referral is one that is medically necessary and requires professional input to prevent further deterioration in the condition, but not usually on the same day. Other conditions that may benefit from a fast-track formal service could include conditions such as glaucoma, retinal vein occlusions and leukocoria in children, as these are services that require specialist input and often multiple investigations. So these could be coordinated within one clinic, which minimises the disruption and burden on the patient himself. And in this scenario, this patient requires further investigations before a course of intravitreal injections can be started. This is not usually done on the same day or available within an A&E department or in an eye casualty, as it requires fundus flage and angiograph. No, it requires vision to be assessed, an OCT scan and a fundus flage and angiogram. Wet AMD, we can't treat that night. We haven't got access to the medication in the department. So sending them that night is inappropriate because nothing's going to be done. We can document it and go, yes, you've got a retinal problem, but can't do anything about it until you come back tomorrow. A&E departments are stocked with equipment and drugs to treat emergency conditions, not stocked and capable to treat conditions that aren't emergency. It's also extremely distressing for patients who are often attending the opticians for a routine checkup to then be sent to the A&E department with an emergency referral, to then be sat waiting for several hours in the A&E department and to be seen by an A&E doctor who's then unable to assess their condition or even treat it, and then be told to attend on a different day. This often leaves them very anxious, confused and stressed, and leaves them to wonder why their optician put them through this process.
But there are ways to avoid this process. For conditions that need to be treated soon, but not immediately, often there are fast-track schemes with distinct criteria for referral in place.
A fast-track means that the patient can be referred directly into the correct clinic by an optometrist. This minimises the delay before treatment can be started. So in the case of a wet AMD fast-track service, the patient is seen by the optician, referred the same day, and then has an appointment with the hospital with a medical retina specialist within 1 week. Then within 1 week of that appointment, treatment should have been started. The criteria for a fast-track referral in the case of wet AMD is a corrected visual acuity better than 6 over 96 and a history of less than 3 months duration of one of the following: vision loss, spontaneously reported distortion, or the onset of a missing patch or blurring in the central vision.
When you have a patient who fulfills these criteria for fast-track referral, how can the referral process differ?
The general process of making a fast track referral is the patient should be referred on the same day and the letter should be directed to the wet AMD clinic. And this can be using the Joint College of Optometrists and Royal College of Ophthalmologists rapid access referral form, or they can simply mark the referral urgent wet AMD. Some areas are piloting different setups. Imperial College in London have set up an online referral pathway for ophthalmic NHS patients using a secure online electronic referral form, while a service pilot in Scotland allowed optometrists to send clinical fundus images of patients directly to ophthalmologists using encrypted email accounts. Each referral was assessed by a consultant ophthalmologist whose telemedicine assessment was based solely on the information and the image provided in the referral. The patient and the GP were then sent a letter, informed them whether an appointment in the eye clinic was necessary, and the optometrist was informed by email. In Salford, there have been similar innovations using electronic transfer of OCT images to help triage referrals from community optometrists. Optometrists, and in particular locum optometrists, should be familiar with this local process. In the referral letter, it's important to include their visual acuity and any previous recorded visual acuity that they have in file, their durations of symptoms, what effect the symptoms are having on their vision and where in their vision it's having it, and also what they found on their examination. But also most important is also a telephone number, so we can contact these patients urgently if required. Any optometrist can phone up the on-call ophthalmologist, discuss what they think they're seeing, discuss what they think should be done, get reassurance from an ophthalmologist about what they've seen, and ask, is there anything they need to check or rule out before they make their final decision?
Referring as an emergency unnecessarily wastes resources, so it is essential to distinguish between what conditions are urgent and what is a real emergency. Where fast-track schemes exist, they offer dedicated pathways and ensure specialised care within a crucial time frame. We've been talking about wet AMD, but Jeff, are there any other conditions that require this type of urgent referral?
Well, yes, there are. Not just wet AMD, but a patient, for instance, with anterior uveitis or a pre-retinal hemorrhage, particularly if they're a diabetic, maybe things that constitute what we might describe as an urgent referral. That is, it's not an emergency, their sight is not immediately at risk, but you don't want them to wait for a routine appointment. If you feel that the referral is urgent, then there are a number of things that you need to do. I would advise that urgent appointments are made or urgent referrals are made direct to your local secondary care facility and not via the patient's GP. Fast track pathways take some of the uncertainty out of the referral process. They give you a clearer understanding of what clinical criteria you should be considering and in particular what timescale you should be following. And it all helps to ensure that the patient is directed to the correct clinic and to the correct specialist in an appropriate time frame.
Thank you, Jeff.